Phil Hendry.
And good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here. I'm Phil Hendry, and last evening, I appreciate very much the understanding of my audience, as last evening, as the result of some other work we were doing. We did roll some best-of tape, and we also had that rolling on our website as well, and I also ask for the indulgence of our online viewers, because we had another streaming problem with the stream. You know, if you'll pardon the expression, the stream.
Why do they call it the stream? Is there anything else they can call it?
No, and we're not about to invent new words. It's called the stream. We had a little bit of a difficult time. It is the new. It is a new day. It's a new. I don't know, man. It's just a new day. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new day. It's a new. It's a new technologic day. It's a new.
Well, it's like Brave New World or something.
It's not Brave New World. It's just. It's a new day, and no wonder there are people that are being lost and being left in the dust. There's everything is changing. I mean, the way that we're delivering, just in my business, entertainment, the entertainment business, it's the way we're delivering programs, the way that we're delivering movies. Do you understand that? I just saw Skyfall for sale, DVD. In a supermarket, right there with the chocolate bars and the pantyhose, and some guy standing there with a neck tattoo waiting to get his bottle of, you know, Mountain Dew, and
yes, man, it's look like Skyfall. No, you're lying. Yeah, that's a lie.
No, it's not a lie. I just saw the James Bond movie.
Yeah, I think I saw that too. No, the James Bond franchise since Daniel Craig has been involved is a very classy franchise. You are lying. You must...
Margaret, don't call me a liar. I'm telling you, and you can call up Frank or anybody you believe, these movies now are not in the theater for all that long. They want to rush them out on DVD. They want to put them out on pay-per-view. They want to get them out in your hotel room. As a matter of fact, I think I saw Skyfall and Lincoln before they were out of the theaters in the Emperor's Suite at the Ritz-Carlton, which I'd broken into. I'm kidding. But the fact is...
The fact is what?
The fact is these films, they're getting them out of the theaters as fast as they can.
Yeah, and can't they make the money on a DVD? Don't lie. I understand about the DVD. I understand about that. I do.
Okay, so what's so shocking about Skyfall being in a supermarket?
The way that you articulated that, the James Bond franchise is one of the most stylish and classic franchises in film history. And for you to sit there and tell me that a guy with a neck tattoo getting a bottle of Mountain Dew and standing there with his finger in his nose, I'm assuming that was the case?
I don't know, but let's say it was.
With his finger in his nose looking at... I don't believe
it. Yeah, I think it's true, Ms. Gray, because I've seen Skyfall. I did see Skyfall in two or three of the supermarkets I've been in.
Well, how many supermarkets you go to?
I go to several. I go to several. I don't go to the same supermarket.
Why?
I don't want to give all my money to Vaughn's. I'm going to give all my money to Ralph.
It's Ralph's. It's not Ralph.
I understand that. That's what I said. That's what, Margaret, take it easy.
You said you give your money to Ralph. You give them to Ralph, you give it Ralph's.
I give it to Ralph's, man.
Then say it.
He said it, okay?
Yeah, you give it to Ralph. Sounds almost, I better not say.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I were you.
All right, well, whatever. Fact is, these films are going out, on a DVD, and they're on the rack, and they're in the rack, and they're in your rack, and you're in the rack, and you're in the rack watching them is what you're doing, because that's where the bread is. So, and again, this is what we say.
What did you just say? That's bleh.
I'm sorry. That's where the bread is. That's what I was trying to say.
You went, that's bleh.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to be more articulate.
Yeah, I'll try and be more articulate. Let's everybody shut up so I can finish, if you don't mind. Got a lot of news. Joan Rivers told a Holocaust joke, and it was very funny. All right. I'm kidding. I can't comment, okay? But it was one thing she did do is she said something that I've always said you should do. If you know what you're doing, if you feel you know what you're doing on the air, you should never have to apologize for anything. If you know what you're doing, you should never have to apologize for anything you do on the air. Joan Rivers told a joke. She knew exactly why she told the joke. She felt that it was thus and so. And when they said to her, well, you know, you have to apologize. She said, I'm not apologizing for anything, okay? Take that and stick that in your... Stick that in your glass pipe.
Oh, my God. Now you're calling those people that are in charge of the entertainment dissemination of information nothing more than mottled-faced crack...
That's right. It's not crack. It's crank. It's more methamphetamine than it is...
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, methamphetamine, what they call crank.
Good. In any event, so the delivery systems are there. The new product is there. In the audio entertainment business, we don't call it radio anymore. We call it audio entertainment, audio comedy. It's now podcasting, which, by the way, the new episode of the Bobby Dooley podcast, we're going to have Bobby on later to talk about it. Episode 3, and this is the part 2 of the Joel McHale interview, which it's just hysterical. And Bobby and Joel in this particular, in this second part of the two-parter, they really go at it as Joel McHale basically calls Bobby a liar, says that everything she says she knows is not true, and Bobby comes back at him with her usual fount of horse dung, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So check that out. It's on iTunes. It is the, and it's also at our website. You just click on the banner, the podcast banner to the left, and actually it's not on the left anymore. It's that scrolling banner.
Yeah, we got the banners are scrolling across the top.
Right. So when you see that Phil Henry Radio banner scroll, hit that. That takes you to the podcast. It's a beautiful thing. All right, we do have some stories that are up front and personal, and right out of the gate, Joan Rivers under fire for Klum Holocaust joke. Let's check this one out. Margaret?
Yes, Joan Rivers, who's a dear friend of mine, and I don't know, apparently she made this comment. The comedian has sparked controversy over a joke she made about Heidi Klum in a sexy Julian McDonald dress. This was at the Elton John's AIDS Foundation Academy Awards party. Now, Joan has done a great deal of work for the AIDS Foundation. Joan is well-loved by everyone in entertainment. Her credentials, well...
Now, what do you mean, her credentials?
I don't want to go any further. Her credentials as a progressive voter are unsullied. Here is the joke. The last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the ovens... Rivers said, why is he laughing?
Now, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Why are you laughing?
That is funny.
Just hold on for a minute. Joan Rivers did not apologize. Joan said the joke.
Phil, I saw it laugh.
It's not about Bud, and we're going to get off of Bud. I want to talk to you. Joan Rivers told a joke. She didn't apologize for the joke. She's a comedian. I'm assuming... She wanted people to laugh at that joke, or at least to recognize the irony, or at least to recognize the inherent humor or irony there, and say and think favorably of her. I'm sure she didn't say this joke so that people would think she's the scum of the earth. Do you think?
Well, of course not. No.
All right. So if she tells that joke and Bud laughs, you can't attack him.
But it speaks to his inherent. It speaks to what a piece of garbage.
Yeah, you want me to be garbage, but I'm not.
You laugh at that, you're garbage.
Is Joan Rivers garbage?
Of course she's not.
Oh, because she's a friend of yours, but she's the one that told the joke.
Phil, don't turn this around on me, please. That thing over there next to you laughed at this joke. Ne'er shall I ever forget.
Ne'er shall I ever forget?
No, Miss Ray, you sort of said the wrong thing.
That was my closing line. I don't want to have...
Ne'er shall I ever forget. You mean N-A-I-R?
Yeah, like they take the hair off of an armpit. Sorry.
I'm going to belt you.
I didn't say yes. No, not the hair, not the anti-hair. Nay, that's what I meant to say.
Well, you didn't say nay.
You didn't say nay.
But nay would make more sense on account of that's what a horse says. And it...
You filthy, crawling...
Margaret, one of these days you're actually going to hit him with the heel of that high heel. I mean, you were aiming right for his eyeball.
She was!
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
All right, so in any event...
You're trying to hit me right in the eyeball!
That's not the ball I was aiming at.
Hey! God, you act just like these guys. It's like you're 5 years old, okay?
No one told me when I took this job I'd have to put up with that. No one. No one informed me that. Had they informed me, I might have thought twice... before taking this job. But no one informed me.
All right, let's get back to this story about Joan Rivers. Now, Joan Rivers said what she said. Now, you know, one of the things I think is really important for people to understand is, and I know we're up against the break, I just want to say one thing, you can think about this. Nobody gets this. No one who isn't black or Jewish or a member of what one might call the indicted group or the offended group or whichever term you want to use. I hear a lot of white people say this. Hey, if he gets to say the N-word, why can't I? You know, if you got to ask that question, you already know the answer to that. You're just trying to make trouble, that's all. If you're white and you ask, why do black people get to use, or why do some black people use the N-word with far less repercussion than some whites, I got to tell you, you must already know the answer to that. You're just trying to start some trouble. Because if you don't know the answer to that, I really feel sorry for you. I mean, I don't know how many, I don't know how much you have in this world, but it's bound to get stolen sometime real soon. All right, we're going to be right back. We'll continue talking about this Joan Rivers joke. We got some news out of the NFL, including the raising of the salary cap. Ted Bell is going to be on to talk with us about that. And Bobby Dooley coming up next on her podcast to comment on the Joan Rivers situation. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth.
Thank you.
Is our
Thanks.
Bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I'll tell you, the bitch is here. The bitch is back, and I'm telling you.
Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. I ain't saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you wish.
Yeah, good. You could say you hope.
Yeah, you wish.
All right, Margo, we get it. You wish. We get it. All I was saying, folks, was wouldn't it be funny if you were at a golf tournament and let's say Tiger Woods, for whatever reason, didn't make the cut. And you're at the golf tournament on Friday or you're at the golf tournament on Saturday and there's Tiger Woods in line for a beer just like everybody else. Says, hey, Tiger, what's up, man? Yeah, this sucks, you know. Hey, yeah, give me two Millers, you know.
Yeah, you wish.
Are you going to keep saying that?
Phil, what is the likelihood that Tiger Woods is going to stand in line with sweating people like this? I don't understand.
It's not very likely. I'm saying, wouldn't it be funny?
Oh, it'd be funny, yes, but there's no chance, no chance at all. Tiger Woods is a world-class player. He has enough money. Tiger Woods has enough money to follow the tournament in his own small, specially designed helicopter. I'm sorry, Phil.
God, if you do it one more time, Margaret, you know what? I will. I'll tear up your contract and you're gone.
You're not getting rid of me. Not now that Bobby Dooley has a podcast.
Get it? Not. See? You sound all tarted up.
So
y'all talking about me?
Take it easy. Now that Bobby's got a pod, oh, get a load of this, huh?
No, you're not doing that.
You belch one more time.
Oh, I'm not allowed to belch. So in other words, let me just get this straight. I'm not allowed to have Hebrew national dogs for dinner.
What is it with you telling us what you had for dinner?
You didn't do that. You think that caused a belch? Anything caused a belch.
Hebrew national are kosher dogs, 45 calories, and they do cause, well, never mind.
Never mind. That's because you don't have the answer.
No, it is not. It's because you imbeciles, excuse me for saying, Phil, but you clods would not be able to understand me. And I say that with great respect for you, not for them.
I wouldn't be able to understand why Hebrew national dogs cause more gas. I got a great idea.
Yeah, once you stop eating all the gas food, then it won't cause a gas.
What?
I said, once you stop eating the gas food, then it's not going to cause a gas.
He's saying...
I heard him, because it's good for... You wouldn't understand, bud. What do you eat? What did you have for dinner tonight?
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds? You got to start eating better than that, man.
Yeah, well, it makes me happy. Like I have a pork rind.
Oh, God.
All right, Bobby Dooley joining us here on the line from the Western States Homeowners Association. We're going to discuss with her a part two of the Joel McHale podcast that she has done. It's fantastic stuff. Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing good, Phil. Thank you for having me on.
And Bobby, Joel McHale, a two-parter, huh?
Yes, Joel was just delightful and decided to stay another hour. We figured that he would because he's a great guy, and he was having a lot of fun. We got into so many different questions about, you know, he's married and he has a child and everything like that.
Well, what's unusual about that? Bobby, this is Margaret. Is that the extent of what you got out of him?
No, that's not the extent, Margaret, but I don't want to start an argument with you, okay?
Well, no, I don't argue.
I heard what you said, that I don't want to go off the... Not as long as Bobby has a podcast. You know, I talk to a lot of stars. You talk to a lot of stars. I talk to a lot of famous people. You talk to a lot of famous people.
Well, it's true, but you see, Ian...
Hold on for a minute. I'm interviewing Bobby.
Oh, baby. So in other words, I'm going to be sitting here...
Yeah, he's interviewing me. Me. Bobby Dooley. For the first time in my life, someone's paying attention to me.
Okay, Bobby, you just go right ahead and you take the spotlight. What a...
Oh, man, I heard what you said. I think it went out of my... You better dump it.
So I heard what she said what?
I heard her say it, too. It's a C word.
You know something? You can go to hell for lying. Bud, we already know you're going there. Now you're going to double plus hell.
What's that?
You don't know what double plus hell is.
Get out of here with double plus hell. Did you say that word or not?
No, I think I heard it, too.
Now I... Bobby, you're going to burn...
I know, in double plus hell. You know, it was high school that I read 1984.
You're not leaving.
I'm not leaving. I'm going... I'm going to go smoke a joint. Goodbye.
All right, that's,
Oh, my God. Did she say what I heard her say?
Yeah. Are you really?
None of your beeswax.
You going to go smoke? You want me to call the cops? I'd be happy to call a cop.
No, don't call a cop. Just as long as you ain't doing it on the premises.
What?
Just as long as you ain't doing it on the premises.
Do what?
What you said you were going to do.
I forget.
Bud, make sure she's not blasting a joint up in here.
Get doing here!
Oh, my God, Phil, is she actually going to blast up? Oh, my God.
Boy, that sounded kind of interesting coming from you.
What?
Oh, my God, Phil, is she going to blast up?
Well, I know... Oh, right, I'm a babe in the woods.
Yeah, come on, Miss Jenner, you think we're a little tiny baby? Know all about it.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much. I want to talk to Bobby.
All right.
I said I want to talk to your wife.
All right, it's just that we're not tiny babies.
He's looking out for his wife. I'm sure you understand. Steve's looking out for his wife. For me. For his esposa. I like that word, esposa, huh?
Yeah, esposa. Esposo. Guess what that is?
Husband.
How do you know?
Gee, I don't know, man. I just, I took a wild guess.
That is, do you speak Spain? Or not Spain, do you speak Spain?
Do I speak Spain?
I'm sorry, I mean Spanish?
No, I do not. I speak restaurant Spanish, okay?
What's that?
Restaurant can we get back to the interview?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Restaurant Spanish is how to order tequila, or how to order water, how to order food. That's restaurant Spanish. Yeah, you got a match. Where's the can? That's restaurant Spanish.
Is that like speaking Spanish?
All right, are we done?
I'm sorry.
Steve, I'll do it. God, you're butting in. Anyway, Phil, to get back to your questions, Joel was delightful.
All right, so you're doing a two-parter with Joel McHale. Who's up next?
We have Sugar Ray Leonard, who will be coming up following Joel McHale. He was very interesting. Sugar Ray Leonard comes from a very big family. He has a big family. And it's all about family. And I just noticed something. I've been around Steve's family. They're from Wisconsin. So when I say family, a lot of the Wisconsin's coming out of me, Steve.
Well, I put it up in you.
Oh, Steve, stop it.
Okay, could we watch it with the crudity?
He said to watch it with the crudity.
Get him.
Come on, Phil, lighten up.
All right, all right. So Bobby Dooley on the line with us here from the Western States Homeowners Association. Her podcast, which is with Bobby Dooley. It's part two of the Joel McHale interview, has dropped today. Check it out on your favorite pie cost.
Oh, my God, Steve, Phil called a podcast a pie cost.
Yeah, that kind of probably happens for the alcohol.
Yeah, Steve said that kind of mistake happens a lot with people who overindulge in alcohol. I know that's not the case with you.
I think it probably happens with people who are a little bit tired, and that's kind of where I am. Podcast, and that is dropping, part two of the Joel McHale dropping today.
That is correct, Phil. You're cute, Phil. I do. I get a kick out of you.
All right, Bobby Dooley with us here, 877-876-PHIL. The other question I had for you, Bobby, now is about the Joan Rivers. I know we're coming up against a break, but very quickly, your opinion of Joan Rivers' comment, the Heidi Klum comment.
Well, I think when she said, what did she say?
Talking about Heidi Klum. Yeah, you gotta shove Klum into an oven.
Yeah, I don't think...
No, that's not what she said. She didn't say shove Heidi Klum into an oven. She was talking... Do you know the comment?
I know she said something about someone getting shoved into an oven.
She said that... All right, let's take a break. She said the outfit that Heidi Klum was wearing was so hot, It's hotter than a German that just got done shoving Jews into an oven.
Oh, okay. I understand. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll be right back to get... I don't know. Yeah?
I'm done.
You're done smoking your joint?
I didn't smoke it.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Heidi Klum got shoved into an oven.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Later on, we have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills to talk about the NFL salary cap. Ted wants to also get into a little more of the sporting discussion. He's as you know, he has the Prime Rib Room, which is basically it's a sports bar on weekends, especially when they have major sporting events on television. You've been over to, I know you guys have been over to the, Bobby, over to the Ted's of Beverly Hills?
There was a little bit of work that we did for Ted. I don't want to get into it, but it was not a pleasant experience for us.
Okay.
I happen to have some bad... You want me to say?
Go ahead.
There was a problem that the Dooleys had with the Grays, let's put it that way, and I don't want to go any further, Phil. And in order for them to work out what they owed us...
Now, wait. Was this a civil action...
I don't want to go any further. I know that Margaret's entitled, and I will give Margaret this much, that she has not brought it up before.
Well, you know I'm going to do my homework.
I'd appreciate it if you just not bring it up, Phil.
So what happened?
What happened was this. The upshot, Bobby and Steve had to work the tables at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Work the tables?
That's correct, yeah.
What was that?
You want me to say?
What we did, Phil, is we went table to table, talking and greeting. It was basically a greeter's job. We worked this out with Frank Gray, Margaret's husband. He happens to be friends with Mr. Bell. I really don't want to talk about it.
Well, now hold on for a minute. We're not going to talk about it, Bobby, but this was as the result of a settlement between myself and my husband and Ms. Dooley and her husband as the result of...
Don't say it, please.
I'm not going to. I'm looking for the word. As the result of a disagreement in an alley behind the sit and sleep on Ventura.
All right, see, I think you went too far there.
How did I go too far?
When you brought up alley.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, wait a minute.
When you brought up alley, obviously people are going to think one thing.
What do you mean, one thing? If I bring up Allie...
Well, I got to think about, they can bring up a glass pipe.
Yeah, they think you're going to the pipe.
What do you mean, going to the pipe?
But saying that you brought up Allie, so if it's not going to the pipe, if it doesn't have anything to do with a glass pipe, then what else?
Do you think I'm talking about dropping your pants?
No, for God's
sake. Hey, but Dylan, you know exactly what you're doing, Ms. Gray. Making me look like an ass? Make my wife look one?
You know what? Give the phone back to your wife, because she, even though she's not that bright, she makes more sense.
She wants to talk to you.
If you're talking about an alley, Margaret, and you're not talking about pulling your pants down or sucking off a glass...
Let me guess, okay?
I wish you wouldn't, Phil.
All right, okay, then I won't. If you don't want me to, Bobby, I won't, but I think I know. So, this is the result of what happened in an alley behind the Sit and Sleep on Ventura Boulevard.
Yes.
And, Bobby, you and Steve worked the tables.
Yes, we did. And this is far afield of me coming on your program and talking about the Bobby Dooley.
My wife came on talking about Bobby Dooley's podcast.
Oh, this is really good. Are you going to speak for her, Mr. Dooley?
Yes, I am. You made her look bad?
Steve, you're blowing it.
I'll do it. My wife, you upset my wife. And, anyway...
Hey, Steve, you're not too articulate, you know.
I know, but I...
Give me the phone back. My husband, I love him very much, but he might as well have a mouthful of, you know what.
All right, we'll get off of that and get back to Joan Rivers. But the fact is, you were at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Yes, I was.
That's all I wanted to bring up, because Ted's going to be here next hour talking with us about the NFL salary cap.
You don't want the juicy details, huh?
No, I don't. And if she doesn't want you to say...
You know something, Phil? You can talk about it once we're off the air, okay? I thank you very much for having at least the courtesy, Phil, not to bring it up while we're on the air. Once Steve and I hang up, that's fine.
All right. It's your reputation.
I, you know something, Margaret? It's fine. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I'm glad I'm not you. I thank God every day.
Well, you know something? Same goes to you.
I thank God every day. I thank God every day that I'm not you. Oh, how I thank God I'm not you. Oh, I thank God.
You know, she's really rude.
All right, all right. Joan Rivers with the joke. The joke goes that I haven't seen an outfit that high. I haven't seen a German look that hot since the Germans were shoving Jews into an oven. Your take on that, Bobby?
Well, I don't really know a lot about it.
Now, this is a woman, ladies. I have to say this. This is a woman who didn't even know what Dachau was, and she was eating a box lunch while she was going through it.
You are so stupid. No, I was not. I ate the box lunch on the coach on the way to the Oktoberfest.
I beg your pardon.
Take it easy, will you? Quit buttoning, Margaret. I'm talking to them.
Thank you, Phil. I think it was a comment that was made in the baddest taste. When Steve and I went to Dachau and we looked at everything, we didn't know what it really meant. We had a box lunch, yes, but we were hungry. We went down to Oktoberfest. We had Sauerbraten, too. And when coming back to the hotel, the man who had a tattoo on his arm, and I didn't know what it meant, but he said, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, I do appreciate how dumb you are. Let me explain to you what Dachau was. Or I mean Dachau, right?
Yeah, Dachau.
And he told us. And we were ashamed. We were ashamed for ourselves. We were ashamed for Germans. We were ashamed for German, you know, German people from America. Everything. And we've stopped. And I know this isn't a big thing. And I know you probably will make fun of this. But we're doing what we can. And we used to love, you probably laugh, but we love German potato salad. We don't eat that anymore. We don't eat
hot mustard.
So that's what you think is a big deal political statement, huh?
Doing what we can, Phil.
You know, it's not about boycotting anything. It's about understanding history. It's just about understanding what happened. If you don't, if you refuse to understand history, if you refuse, as we like to say, the lessons of history, and there are many of them, then you only have yourself to blame, and it is only your own life and the life of your children that will be affected. And that's just it.
Oh, my God.
That's great, Mr. Henry. That's fantastic.
I am very proud of you, Phil, for that comment. I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah. You know, kudos, Phil, real good. Because Steve and I are the ones that are left as a wipe mark on toilet paper. Thank you and good evening.
Can we get one person on the show that doesn't hang up on us?
Yell at me for
it. I'm yelling at her because she's on every week. You want to prime these guests. There's such a thing as preparing the guests. I want you to talk to these guests and tell them, here is the area of discussion. I don't want them going any further afield, okay?
Phil, you were the brain surgeon that brought up the Heidi Klum joke to her.
Because she'd been to Germany and because they'd had that whole thing where they, Steve and Bobby, if you don't know, and it's on one of our best of CDs, they went to Germany, they visited Dachau, they came off sounding like a couple of imbeciles because they didn't know where it was they were going. They just knew it was on the tour. And they went, oh, well, let's go and see that. And they had a box lunch, and basically the whole thing was a disaster from the standpoint of what people wound up thinking of them, and I don't blame people. Bobby and Steve came off like a couple of imbeciles. So when they finally, you know, got back to the States and realized what happened, they started looking up these things, started doing some reading. I don't know if they're any brighter today than they were then, but at least... And now, of course, they're taking endless crap from you, Margaret, and...
My husband is Jewish as well, hello.
Okay, that's fine. I understand that. You're not the one that made the joke, though. And to be honest with you, it was Joan Rivers' family. Let me read the quote here from Joan Rivers. When asked for comment, Rivers, who is Jewish herself, told The Hollywood Reporter, "My husband lost the majority of his family at Auschwitz, and I can assure you that I've always made it a point to remind people of the Holocaust through humor." That's a fantastic statement. This is a woman that knows exactly why she told the joke she told. She is a humorist by profession. And there is a big difference. I'm sorry, I have to say it. There is a big difference between a Jewish person telling a Holocaust joke and a black person. Now, if Jewish people want to react to her, I think that's in the family. If black people want to react to an individual using the N-word, that's in the family. What I do not understand, what I will not countenance, and I don't even put up with it when white people or members of another group will say, "How come he gets to say that word and I don't get to say it?" You know.
Well, you always make them sound like rednecks. Why are they rednecks?
Yeah, how come can't a regular white guy say it instead of one of them kind?
Instead of one of them kind?
Well, you know, no white man, if you want to say the N-word, you go right ahead and say the N-word, okay? But I'm going to react to that different.
You're going to react violently if a white guy says it.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because that just is just different, that word coming out of a white man's mouth.
Well, I think that's very unfair, Robert. You know that I'm liberal. You know that...
No, ma'am, I do not know you're liberal. I'm not even saying you're right. If you were to say the N-word to me...
Are you going to hit me?
I'm not going to hit you. You're a lady, but I would be very, very angry. If he did, I'd hit him.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Bud, you're an idiot if you don't understand what I'm trying to say. And I'm not even going to comment on what you said, Robert, because you know what? I know you know that what you're saying is wrong. I don't blame you for having angry feelings. But you go on, you take off on somebody and you commit a violent and you assault them for saying that word. 9 times out of 10, it's going to come back on you, reflecting bad on you. Nobody's going to understand.
But you're upset. You told your kids.
I know I did. I told my kids who are my stepkids, whose father is Jewish, so the kids themselves have Jewish blood. And one of them got baited at school one day by a friend of his who called him Bagel Boy. And
what did he called him what?
Bagel Boy. So I said to him, here's what you say to your friend. You say, you're my friend, you know, however you want to communicate to him. Don't say that again. It I don't like it. It hurts me. It hurts my family. And you know, let him know. If he's a friend of yours, then he's going to respect that. And I said, if he says it again, go ahead and hit him.
See, that is very irresponsible, Phil.
I don't know what else to... I don't think... I got to be honest with you. If he says, teacher, he called me... You know, this is where you begin to socialize on certain levels. And there's some things... I don't know what else to say. There's some things that you cannot let go. And even a couple of kids like that, where that child learned to say Bagel Boy, whoever taught him that, and it was an adult, to call a Jewish kid that, you know, I think that there's only one way for that, for a kid who's the target of that, to respond. You say, for one time, you're my friend, I don't want to hear that again. And then
the second time he's supposed to haul off and whack the guy or clock him or whatever you call it.
Yes. Let me put it this way. I would understand if he did. All right, we're going to take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Yeah, get some email. People be mad at you.
What else is new? World famous Phil Hendry Show, Ted Bell coming up next hour.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Ask him not to do that.
Bud.
They just asked, would that be a good title?
No, it would not be a good title. Why would that be a good title?
That would be a good title for a porn film.
No, that'd be a good title for... In a humor.
That thing would be a good humor title.
I do not think it would be, okay?
Well, you got your opinion, I got mine, he got his opinion.
Well, the only opinions that count here are first Phil, then mine... Then Robert's, and then yours.
Wait, I wouldn't put it that way.
Oh, I see. All right. I am dutifully shut down. The girl will sit down now. The woman will keep her mouth shut.
Oh, come on, Margaret. I'm not saying that.
Well, go ahead. Tell everyone.
I'm not going to say it.
I will.
Go ahead.
I thought a good name for a movie, a political movie, would be, well, better not say.
Yeah. One in the hand, Bud's title was One in the Hand is Worth Two in the Bush, although what he had in the hand was...
Obscene.
Well, the word is not obscene. It starts with a P, but...
Which word?
Take a guess.
Three guesses and the first two don't count.
Shut up, man. I'm asking Phil. I'm not asking you.
I'm not going to tell you, man. It's a word that I don't want, even though it is the clinical word, in this context, I don't want to use it. One in the hand is worth two in a bush.
What? That is absolutely vulgar. And not only that, but it is anatomically, I don't understand what he's going for. Two in the bush.
Yeah, you know, DP.
Shut up about DP. And I'm going to kick your ass. You know that?
You said I could say...
I didn't say you could say that DP. World famous Phil Hendry Show, getting less famous as the seconds tick down.
That's for sure.
Yeah. We got Ted Bell joining us next hour, who'll be talking about the NFL. Ted wants to do more sports. He wants to, as a matter of fact, he said, Phil, could you bring me on the show and not have the jingle, which, is Bobby gone, by the way?
Yeah, she hung up, man. She hung up on you, man.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I should have remembered. Ted wants to do more by way of reporting on the show as a commentator, and he doesn't want to have the Ted Bell jingle playing. And I said, well, look, Ted, you know, if you come on the show not as Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, that means you're like a contributor. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, that means you sort of have to qualify as an actual broadcaster as opposed to just being a sponsor. And man, did that ever upset him.
Well, he should understand, Phil, that one needs to have, as we say, the chops.
You got chops. Pork. You got pork chops.
Pretty good pork chops.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's real funny. All right, so that's going to be coming up next hour. Meanwhile, in other sporting news here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, first of all, our website, philhendryshow.com, has live streaming video of the show right now. Check it out on your mobile or otherwise at philhendryshow.com. With a backstage pass, you can take us anywhere you want to go. We got a beautiful picture. I was just demonstrating, in fact, to our viewers that if you take a look at the if you take a look at the picture on the internet, and then I go back to my live picture here. I was going back and forth between the actual internet picture and then the live picture on the monitor. There's no difference. The quality is superb. Absolutely no question. No difference at all. So pick up a BSP, and while you're at it, you can enjoy the new podcasts, which are out. We have a new one every day, and also the new Bobby Dooley, which is the Bobby Dooley podcast. Got other news, though, before we get into the National Football League and what is happening there. The National Football, in terms of the salary cap, the National Football League is going to be trying out a lot of players. As they have the free agent camps, they have their scouting combines, they have the college free agents. They got all kinds of different ways to figure out who they want to have on their rosters. There is an individual who will be in the midst of all of these people trying out, a female kicker. And, you know, every so often we hear about a female trying out for a place on a National Football League roster. And I would say just about every time, I can't think of any other time, she is a kicker.
Well, that would stand to reason.
Well, they had another one.
Yeah, I'm sure they had a different one.
Like who?
They had one, I think they had a defensive end.
A defensive end?
What's that?
A defensive end.
What is a defensive end?
Hold on, Margaret. You hearing what you're saying?
Yeah, but it was a defensive end.
How do you know, man?
Yeah, well, he said.
I think it was a defense. I know they had a kicker, they had a defensive end, and they had a fullback. Those are the ones.
Fullback and defensive end.
Would someone please explain what that is?
Yeah, defensive end is the guy that punched the ball.
No, he isn't. A defensive end is generally about 6'8", 350 pounds. It's a guy that rushes the passer from the ends. It's a guy that he plays the on one side or the other of the defensive line. Generally, he's a pass rusher. A lot of times, he plays back on pass defense, short pass defense, and he helps in a run stop. But his primary job is to rush the passer, play the run, that kind of thing.
And how big?
They're pretty big. But why are you saying a woman can't do that?
How many women are going to go out for defensive end 6'7"? You know, defensive ends, man.
First of all, defensive end, I look it up. Defensive end, they don't weigh no 350.
Yeah, you're talking about offensive line.
Well, it's fine, offensive line. Let's say it's a defensive end. Let's say 6'3", 270, okay? 6'3", 270. Oh, yeah. I bet you there's tons of women like that all over the place.
Well, I think, Phil, it is. Women are getting healthier. Women are beautiful. And I think, I really believe this. And younger women, they're growing them bigger. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, they may be growing them bigger. We're talking not only just height, we're talking about weight. 6'3"?
Didn't you just say the other day that women is tall?
Women are getting taller. There's no question. You look at a lot of women in their 30s. Look at a lot of women in their 30s, and you're going to see more women approaching the 6-foot mark now than 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. I'm telling you. I just, that's the way it seems to me, you know.
Don't start talking about who you're dating, okay?
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying. I stood in line one day. I think I mentioned this for coffee. I was at a Starbucks, and I stood there, and it was one of those moments where you have this realization, slow creeping realization. As I stood there, I kind of had this uneasy feeling. I was in line, and I looked around, and I suddenly realized that every single person in line was taller than me, including about half of them who were females.
Taller than you? How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot. Now, understand what I'm saying. The guys are all 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". The women were 6'1".
Oh, my.
Your ass.
I didn't say at.
Ow.
Look, you know, all right. We'll be right back. We'll to be continued. We can talk with Ted about this. Ted Bell coming up next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on NFL salaries and more on this female kicker trying out for a spot in the National Football League. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
Phil, I'm sorry for hanging up on you. I think I left my earring in the bathroom there.
You were on the phone.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Sorry.
Phil Hendry.